7:46 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And on Tuesdays, we are joined by the manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Craig Council. Actually, don't be late for the game, Craig. We just had the number wrong. It's a 6:07 first pitch today in Toronto. How do we arrive at that odd time?
Not my department, right. I would say. that's probably TV based. I think everybody sets their game times kind of according to TV.
Anything interesting about the visit to Canada? I mean, you are in a foreign country, guys. I bet you got some guys who are making that trip for the first time.
Yeah, I think this is a great city and a city we don't come to very often. So I think everybody was, we had a night off last night, got here relatively early, and a couple full days to walk around and explore a beautiful city.
Craig, talk me through Friday night. Scary moment there in the dugout with Willy Adames. He's a catalyst for your guys' team. He always has the energy. It was a scary moment, a hit with the line drive. Talk me through that moment from a team perspective, how he's doing now. Can we maybe get an update on him and when we can possibly see him back out on the diamond?
Yeah, definitely a very scary moment. There's risks of playing baseball, and there's a hard ball. It's hit at high velocities, and that was just a terrible accident, and just in the wrong place, unfortunately. All things considered, he got very lucky. Looks like he's been in a fight. Got a big black eye, but he's doing well. We saw him yesterday and Sunday and yesterday, and everything is not doing activity right now, but. Feels great. So as the next couple of days go on, we'll probably have a better idea that he'll just start some kind of light activity and see how that makes him feel, and we'll get a good sense from that as to when he can come back.
How's everyone feeling in that dugout now, Skip? Anyone a little skittish? You got to change your behavior a little bit now?
Well, I mean, it's just part of the job, really. I mean, you're going to be in the dugout for the rest of the season, and you're a little bit vulnerable. It's one of those things that never happens. It rarely happens, and it hit the wrong spot. So it's just part of it, and you got to kind of move past it and keep going.
For those earliest days of youth baseball, there was always that one coach or whoever it was who really loved to yell "heads up." Or you remember Jim Cullen, right?
Oh,
Eric,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
a
yeah.
Guy we used to work with, Craig. He said he had a coach back in the day who used to just yell, "Don't get hurt!" Anytime that ball would fly in.
Yeah, I mean there's no time to yell that on this stuff.
Right? No, that was a shot.
A little faster than that. So it's you just hope that stuff doesn't happen, and you hate to see it happen anywhere.
3 in Toronto here for your Milwaukee Brewers. Craig, thanks very much. Best of luck there in Toronto.
All right. Take care, guys.